9 quarters. They were the last of what had been left in the jar of laundry money that Dixie and I kept in our room, the jar that had never quite lost the smell of pickle relish. I counted and recounted the quarters in my pocket with my fingertips as the lunch line moved forward, as I had counted and recounted them through English, physiology, and government. I counted because things in my life had a way of disappearing on me, and I'd learned not to trust what I thought was there. What was there wasn't enough, 3 quarters short of the cost of lunch, but I stayed in the line anyway as it moved me toward the food. Lunch roulette. Luca, the cafeteria worker on the register, might find 75 cents for me in his pocket. Or someone else in line might cover it, out of impatience or pity, which were just as good as kindness on a day that hungry. I hadn't eaten more than a candy bar since the potluck in my 4th period Spanish class the day before. Denny Miller and Adam Johnson, freshmen, stood right in front of me in the line. Tremaine Alvarado and Katie Plant, juniors like me, stood behind. Tremaine was on my PE volleyball team. She'd stare through me on the court, or jostle me while we rotated to the serve without saying sorry or excuse me or anything else that showed she thought of me as an actual person with a name. Katie Plant thought it was funny to call me Jim and got other people to do it too. I don't know what's worse. People acting like you don't have a name, or them saying it wrong on purpose. The point is, I wouldn't be asking Katie or Tremaine for a handout. Not that I wanted to ask anyone for a handout, but being hungry, I mean really hungry, had a way of erasing a lot of the embarrassment. And Denny and Adam were easy, being the kind of undersized freshmen who still looked more like 7th graders. "Denny," I said. Both Denny and Adam turned around. I could see them wondering how I knew his name. I knew it because they were both listed on a program from the last band concert, and it was posted in one of the display cases outside the counseling office, under a picture of the band. I spent a lot of time there. I knew not only their names, but that Adam played clarinet and Denny played trumpet and had a solo in Stars and Stripes Forever. They both had floppy hair and bad skin. Adam was taller, which helped me tell them apart. "Can I borrow 75 cents?" I asked quietly. "Me?" Denny pointed to himself. "Either of you." The line moved, and the smell of ravioli and garlic bread got stronger. My stomach seemed to fold in on itself. "I use a lunch card," Denny said.
"Yeah,"
Adam said.
"Me too."
They turned their backs to me. Just because their parents loaded up cafeteria cards with money didn't mean they didn't also have some cash. I checked on Katie and Tremaine behind me. Katie was busy showing Tremaine something on her phone. I leaned closer to Denny.
"But maybe you have some change or something?"
He drew back and shook his head. I wondered whether I'd tell Mr. Bergstrom about this in our appointment later, and if I did, how I would describe it in a way that made me not look too bad. I tried Adam. "Do you know Dixie True?" That got his attention.
Yeah. She's in our social studies class,"
Denny added, facing me again.
"And English.
That's my sister."
Maybe if they knew that, I would seem more interesting than weird. They exchanged a glance.
"Really?"
Denny's voice cracked on the end of the word. Adam laughed through his nose.
"Ask her next time you see her."
They wouldn't, not boys like this, zit-faced and probably still playing with action figures in secret. They might sneak looks at Dixie, but they wouldn't dare say a word to her. Denny pulled a wrinkled dollar bill from his pocket.
"You can pay me back tomorrow, though, right?"
"I'll look for you,"
I promised, taking the money. A couple of minutes later, I had my tray of ravioli and garlic bread, a sad iceberg salad with 2 croutons, and a carton of milk. When I got to Luca at the register, he shook his head.
"I saw that."
I handed him the bill plus 8 of the quarters. He shifted on his stool, the sleeves of his green school jacket swishing against his sides while he rang me up.
"If you don't have money," he said, "you should get your parents to fill out the form online so you can get free lunch. How many times I gotta tell you?"
I stared at the peeling yellow school logo over his heart. Half of a lion's mane, 1/3 of its face. "Okay,